Sports at 15 and 45 around the clock and any time on the web at 1010wins.com. Steve Torrey, 1010 Wins Sports.
Wins News Time, 847.
What racing fan hasn't yearned to be behind the wheel of the race car, feeling the surge of power in second, the utter command of the road? Aficionados once confined to the sidelines may now take a front seat behind the wheel of the Audi S4 with its riveting 250-horsepower bi-turbo V6. The S4 Avant, same powerhouse engine, plus 64 cubic feet of space in the rear. And the Ultimate, the all-aluminum S8 with a 360-horsepower 40-valve V8. All three equipped with Audi's legendary Quattro all-wheel drive. See what Audi's enduring racing heritage can bring to a road near you. The Audi S-Line. Yield to no one.
Test drive the 250-horsepower bi-turbo blistering fast Audi S4 at your tri-state area Audi dealer today. Celebrate Audi's Le Mans victory with exceptional lease rates on all race-bred S4 models.
It's 64 degrees and sunny in New York, going up to a sunny 80 today in Midtown. Wins News Time, 848.
You wouldn't buy an overpriced car. Why buy overpriced car insurance? One 15-minute call to GEICO could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
For breaking news now, AccuWeather, and the exclusive outlet for the Fox News Channel, it's 1010 Wins. Lock it in. 1010 Wins News.
A former New York City school teacher appeared before a federal judge in Manhattan yesterday, accused of being a fugitive hijacker and bank robber as part of a black radical group. 54-year-old Patrick Critton was arrested at his Mount Vernon home after three decades on the run. Authorities say they were led to Critton after his fingerprints on file with the Board of Ed matched those on a 30-year-old arrest warrant. Sources tell the New York Post that Critton confessed to the 1971 hijacking of an Air Canada jetliner to Cuba, a Manhattan bank robbery in which a robber was shot to death, and two other heists. Wins News Time, 8:49. Truce talks between Israel and the Palestinians will not be held today as scheduled. They were put off in a dispute over where to hold the talks, and after Israeli troops today fired in the West Bank town of Jenin, seven Palestinians were injured. Israel says the town was the staging ground for Palestinian terrorist attacks. A rally in support of Israel is being planned for later this month in Manhattan.
The Solidarity Rally in New York City in support of Israel is a crucial undertaking, according to Senator Charles Schumer.
Every so often, we are called upon to rise to the occasion because our brethren in Israel are in crisis. This is one of those times.
The rally will feature both New York senators, Governor Pataki, Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel, and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Organizers hope that 50,000 Jews and supporters of Israel will turn out. Mona Rivera, 1010, Wins News.
Wins News Time, 8:50. A major player on Wall Street is hit with a sex bias case. The story from 1010 Wins senior correspondent Stan Brooks.
The federal suit charges that Morgan Stanley discriminates against women employees in promotion, pay, and other benefits. An EEOC chairwoman, Carrie Dominguez, says when one of the women, Allison Shefflin, objected to this treatment, Morgan Stanley retaliated against her by firing her.
To complain equates to...
Breaking news now on 1010 Wins. This just into our newsroom, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Let's get this live update from 1010 Wins correspondent Joan Fleischer. Joan, what do you see?
Well, I'm standing on the top of my roof, and I'm looking at the World Trade Center, and there's a huge hole in it, and there's a fire in the building right now. Huge smoke pouring out of it, and things are falling from the building itself. It's about three-quarters from the top, well, maybe a quarter from the top of the building where it's complete. There's a huge hole in the building.
All right, 1010 Wins correspondent John Fleischer on the scene in Lower Manhattan. Any emergency personnel on the scene as of yet, John, that you see?
I can't see anybody, but I hear the fire trucks, and I heard the plane very close to the top of the buildings. I looked outside, and I saw it hit, and it exploded immediately.
Did you manage to see what kind of plane it was?
No, I couldn't tell. It was a smaller plane. It looked like a smaller plane, but I couldn't tell. I'm not really sure. I would say it wasn't a huge jet, but it was a plane that sounded like it was a fighter jet overhead, and then I saw it explode. It was too close to the building.
Are you able to see any wreckage on the ground from where you're standing?
No, I'm too far. I'm too high up. No, I can't see anything other than there's a huge hole in the side of the building and a fire inside. Tons of smoke pouring out. I can hear from the fire trucks that there's a lot of fire personnel and police personnel over there. And I can see things in the sky that look like, I don't know if it came out of the other side of the building. I really don't know where it landed, but it's a huge fire now in the World Trade Center.
Apparently, that is towards the top of the building.
Yes.
This would be the World Trade Center building that has the television and radio antenna at the top.
Correct.
And we can see via television pictures large plumes of black smoke, as you mentioned, and that seems to be concentrated at the top of the building. Correct.
Yes. I mean, I can't see anybody up there yet. It doesn't seem like personnel got over there at all on top yet. I don't see anybody on the top of any of the buildings. And the building behind it is completely obscured by smoke.
Okay. And what is your vantage right now?
I'm looking right at it. I'm on North Moore Street on my roof. I can see it perfectly. I can see the flame inside. I see where it hits. So the plane hit on my side.
There is a gaping hole, and that appears to be on the north side of the building?
Yes, that's correct. It's huge.
It looks like the hole covers a number of floors.
Yes.
It's difficult to tell just how many, but as you've mentioned, there is that thick black smoke now emanating from the building, and apparently we're getting reports of debris falling to the street below.
Right, that's what I can see, but I can't really see what it is. I'm too far, but there. When I first came upstairs and called you, I realized that there were things falling from the building, but I can't tell what size it is. It's just in the air. And as you can probably hear, there's tons of fire trucks rushing to the scene.
Now, this happened about what time this morning, Joan?
I'm telling you, it happened maybe 10 minutes ago. I called immediately because I heard the plane overhead. I looked out of my window, and I said, that's so close. And then it exploded. And I came up to the roof, and I can see it perfectly well.
So the plane was, did it appear to be having any trouble?
Yeah, it was on the side. It wasn't straight, going straight. It was on the side and very close to the building. It's like right overhead. And it was unusual to me, and then I heard the explosion. I came upstairs, and I see it went right into the building.
I imagine the force of the explosion probably shook the building and was heard for many blocks around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard the plane being overhead, and there's a lot of people on the roofs nearby that are looking also. They heard the same thing because it was really close. I mean, I've never heard a plane that close over here. And it almost hit one of the residential buildings, but now it definitely hit the World Trade Center. It was that close.
And it looks like a direct hit from where you're standing?
Yes. Oh, it definitely. That's where it hit. It was no doubt about it. It's a direct hit. It went right through. I don't know if it came out the other side or what happened, but there's a fire in there. And as far as I can see right now, no one has approached the area yet in terms of in the World Trade Center.
Lots of thick black smoke coming from the top of the World Trade Center. It looks like the plane struck about three quarters of the way up, maybe a little higher.
Yeah. I can't tell the floors from here, but it's towards the top. But it was so close to the buildings, and the buildings around here are relatively low, except for World Trade Center and a few others, and it was so close to the residential buildings, and it just crashed right into the World Trade Center.
If you're just tuning in, breaking news here on 1010 Winds. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. This happening just a matter of minutes ago. An aircraft, we're not sure of the make of the aircraft, apparently a direct hit into one of the Twin Towers. And there's a large plume of black smoke now emanating from one of the towers, almost all the way towards the top of the tower.
Right.
1010 Winds correspondent Joan Fleischer is with us. And that smoke appears to be going straight up, and there appears to be more of it by the minute.
Oh yeah, it's completely covering the top of the second building, and this one is very dark. I can see the flames from where I am right now, inside of the building.
We should point out that the building affected is the one with the television and radio antenna at the top.
Correct.
Not the one with the observation deck.
That, I think, is true. But I can tell you, I believe this is the building with the, it's hard to tell from my vantage point, but it's the north building, and I think that's the one with the antenna on it.
And there is, as we mentioned, this huge gaping hole now.
Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this in my life. to actually see a plane, look outside, hear the plane close, and then see the explosion, and then look at the World Trade Center and see a huge hole. The plane wasn't flying straight. It was on its side. It was tipping. It was going south, tipped to the left. So it looked like it was, there was trouble before they crashed.
You say the plane was headed south at the time?
Yes. It looked like it was headed south towards, it was right over the buildings going south, down, going further downtown, but it was tipped to the left, so the right wing was up. So it looked like there might have been problems before they actually crashed.
There is that huge gaping hole on the north side, the apparent location of the impact, and but also the smoke is now emanating from other sides of the building as well.
Yes, I see that. That's why I can't tell you what's on the south side of the building, whether the plane actually went right through. I cannot tell you that. I can't see it. But there is still some debris falling from the building itself.
Have they been able to secure the area as of yet, or it sounds like they're still arriving on the scene?
Yeah, I think they're still arriving, and I can't see. I can only see the top where the plane hit. I can't see what's going on the ground, other than there are many planes in above the building right now, helicopters circling. So I guess they'll have a better report from all vantage points than I can.
Of course, as this happened just a matter of minutes ago, it's impossible to give you any word about casualties at this point.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't imagine. I can't imagine what the inside of that building looks like. Or, you know, hopefully there weren't people in there, but I really can't tell you that right now. All I can see is a fire inside the building now, and thick smoke coming out of the hole, and on top of the building, and what seems like behind the building.
And we're getting reports that smoke can be seen literally for miles around at this point.
The explosion itself was unbelievable. The sound of the plane so close, and then the hit was unbelievable.
And you were getting ready to start your day at the time this happened, right?
Yes, I was starting my day. My day had started, and then I heard this plane and looked out of my window and then saw that it was on its side and then heard the crash. And debris is still coming out of the building. Seems like quite a bit right now.
And what did it sound like when the plane hit the building?
It was an explosion. I can't explain it. I can't, relate it to anything else I've ever heard in my life other than it was a direct hit. It's like, when you're a witness to a car accident, the hit, the sound of the hit, because you've heard it before. This was like nothing else. And just a huge burst of flame. As soon as it went in, and now we have planes circling overhead, but I don't know, helicopters overhead, but I don't know what they're doing. Fire trucks and police trucks are still arriving. I can hear them.
You're listening to live, continuous coverage of a plane crash into the World Trade Center this morning. This is 1010 Winds WINS New York. I'm James Faraday. Now for more on the story, 1010 Winds newsman Lee Harris.
Good morning, and it is not a good morning in New York City. A major disaster, a plane crash into the World Trade Center. We're on the line with 1010 Winds account executive Joan Fleischer, a witness to this terrible unfolding scene. Joan, could you maybe just recap for those just joining us what happened and what you're seeing?
Well, shortly, I think it must have been 15, 20 minutes ago, I heard a plane overhead that seemed awfully close. And, usually you don't hear them over here, and it was very close. And I looked out of the window and saw a plane, what seemed to be heading for buildings, but it seemed to be too low. It was hardly higher than some of the residential buildings around here. And as I was looking, the plane was dipped to the left, and the right side of the plane heading south was heading to the top. And then the next thing I know, I saw the plane crash. I came up to the roof, and I can now see where the hole in the World Trade Center is.
And it is an enormous hole. Joan, any sense at all as to the size of the plane? We've been getting conflicting reports that it was a small plane, even that it might have been a passenger airliner, a 737.
See, I think it was smaller. As I said before, I'm not that familiar, and it was, it's still over my head. I couldn't tell. It didn't seem like it was a tiny plane. It didn't seem like it might have been a four-passenger or anything like that. It seemed larger than that. But, again, I can't be sure. It did not seem like a jet.
All right. Can I want you to stick with us for just just a moment. We're going to get a report of traffic and transit on the ones. Obviously, there are traffic problems resulting from this major disaster. Pete Torello?
That's right, Lee. Anything going into the World Trade Center, is it going to be closing down for only the passes of emergency apparatus? And, of course, anything coming into lower Manhattan is also probably going to be off limits to you, or should be at this point, because we need as much room as possible to get all of the emergency equipment to the World Trade Center. Keep your radio locked into 1010 Winds. We'll have more on this horrible story coming up. Right now, we are looking at about 45 minutes on the city-bound Lincoln Tunnel, 30 minutes on the Holland, 30 minutes on the George Washington Bridge. Cross Bronx is also very heavy from the Bronx River Parkway all the way into the Jersey-bound upper level of the GWB as that phase of construction work continues. I'm Pete Torriello, Shadow Traffic on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time, 9:02. We've been talking with Joan Fleischer, an account executive at 1010 Winds. Right now, we're going to switch over to Kai Kendall. He saw the whole thing transpire from his vantage point on 14th Street. And again, we're talking about a plane crash into the World Trade Center. Kai, what did you see and what can you see now?
Well, I saw the plane come overhead. I happened to be looking south towards the World Trade Center. There is now another explosion occurring right at this moment in the other building, which means debris has come from
the
airplane.
It appears another plane just flew into the other
tower. No, got another plane. It looks like debris from the plane, which may have hit the other building. There is an explosion at any rate in the other building about 50 feet down as I'm looking south to the left. The plane was a larger plane. It didn't look as large as a passenger plane, but it did look like a four-engine jet aircraft. To my eyes, it could have avoided the building. It looked almost as if the pilot was trimming the rudder in order to hit the building. But that's
Are you certain that you did not just now see a second plane hit the other building?
I, from my vantage point, I didn't see a plane hit the building, but I did see an explosion occur, and there's a lot of flame as opposed to the other time. My God, I can't believe it. When the first plane hit, I did not hear an explosion, even though I was looking at it. It went clear into the building. The explosion and the fire started after impact. This is something that looks more like an explosion immediately at the corner of the building. I guess it would be the east tower of the World Trade Center.
All right, Kai, we're going to switch over to 1010 Winds reporter Steve Kastenbaum. Steve, what's the latest from your vantage point?
Well, I am in my apartment in Lower Brooklyn, and I have a clear view of the World Trade Center, and what I am looking at is a horrific sight. Both buildings of the World Trade Center are definitely on fire. There is black smoke coming from both of the towers. It's a horrific scene here. There's debris flying through the air over the East River here into Brooklyn. What appears to be paper, this is obviously a horrible disaster. It had to have been at least one plane, possibly two. The fires in the two buildings are at separate levels. One of the towers, it appears the smoke is coming from about halfway up. And in the other tower, the smoke is coming from about two-thirds of the way up in the building. It is drifting over Brooklyn, heading south. I did not see the plane crash, but at about 5 minutes ago, not even, I did hear a large explosion, and the ground here in Brooklyn shook. My windows rattled, so there was definitely at least another explosion. I can't confirm whether or not it was a second plane, but a horrific disaster. I am staring at this in total disbelief right now. I can't believe what I am seeing here right now.
Well, what you are seeing is both towers of the World Trade Center on fire, one apparently due to a plane crash, the second also possibly due to a plane crash, but that is unclear at this point.
Absolutely, Lee. And again, what I can also see, paper floating through the air a couple of hundred feet above Brooklyn right now in downtown Brooklyn. And it appears to be drifting over from the World Trade Center from these explosions. Not clear what the debris is, whether it came from the plane or whether it's coming from inside the offices at the World Trade Center. But a terrible, frightening sight here.
All right, Steve, you're in Brooklyn. We're going to switch back to Lower Manhattan and 1010 Winds account executive Joan Fleischer. Joan, were you able to see what happened to the second building?
Yes, all of a sudden there was just a big explosion that sort of mushroomed into the air, now on several floors below the initial impact of the first plane is a fire in the second building now. Not the same floor, And I don't see where another plane could have hit from here.
Well, on TV, they just showed videotape of what appeared to be a second plane flying into the second tower.
Wow.
That appeared to be a passenger jet, or at least something the size of a passenger jet.
Wow. The first one I saw, and the only one I saw, was the one that went into the building that I'm looking at right, that I can see with the antenna on it. That's where there's a hole. The second building...
They just played the tape again. It is horrific. A second plane the size of a passenger jet flying into the second tower of the World Trade Center.